When the call came in that two young hunters had run into trouble near the Harbor Mountain Gavin Hill shelter, Don Kluding was reminded of another young hunter who found himself in need of help on Harbor Mountain 29 years ago.
I was out hunting myself, and my hunting partner got separated from me, and I couldn't find him and got lost and ended up calling search and rescue.
Kluding was 18. He'd spooked a bear and lost sight of his hunting partner. And after a few hours of searching, he hiked out to the road and called search and rescue. It turned out his partner was fine. He'd hiked out a different way to avoid the bear. But the incident prompted Kluding to volunteer himself.
You know, because I had used the service, I felt like I should try it and, you know, see what it was like. And, you know, after the first couple of months, I was hooked and, you know, it gets in your blood.
It was the start of nearly three decades with Sitka Search and Rescue, including 20 years as its captain. That run came to an end on Friday, August 1st. Earlier in the week, City Administrator Mark Gorman had announced his decision to move Sitka Mountain Rescue back into the fire department. Search and Rescue left the fire department back in 2006. Since then, it had operated as a separate all-volunteer department within the city, reporting directly to the city administrator. For Kluding, the shift back was a deal breaker.
We left the fire station 8 years ago, and you know, basically, from my standpoint, it's the same principles that we left the fire station on. You know, that's I don't want to go back to that.
Kluding said he'd rather not discuss the exact disagreements that led Search and Rescue to leave the fire department, saying only that there were longstanding differences in methods and approaches.
You know, the city administrator has made that decision, and I respect that decision, and you know, it put me in a situation where I had a tough decision to make and, you know, weighing all the different issues and everything and, you know, looking at all the principles involved, I just decided that it was best that I step aside and resign.
Gerald Gangle, another longtime search and rescue leader, also resigned over the change. In an interview with KCAW, Gorman said he'd been considering the move ever since he came on board as city administrator. He said it had become clear that the administrator's office doesn't have the kind of expertise necessary to provide oversight for search and rescue operations and isn't equipped for tasks like debriefing the team after a mission. Gorman proposed shifting the unit to the fire department as of September and said he had hoped that Kluding would stay on as director. He said the resignations were clearly a loss for Sitka Search and Rescue, a position echoed by Fire Chief Dave Miller.
I'll tell you, it's too bad Don stepped down. I think Don is a great guy. I think he's done some amazing things for the Search and Rescue team, and hopefully we'll be able to move into what the shoes that he filled for all those years.
The first person stepping into those shoes will be Patrick Fowler, who Miller has tapped to serve as acting Search and Rescue Captain. Fowler, a biologist with the Alaska Department of Fish and Game, is a volunteer EMT with the fire department and former Search and Rescue volunteer. He'll fill in as SAR Captain until the fall. Back on Harbor Mountain on Friday night, Search and Rescue had received a call from 21-year-old Sitka resident Zach Alderman, who ended up stranded in the Stargavin drainage after sliding about 40 feet down the steep hillside while out hunting with another Sitkin, 20-year-old Taylor LaCrone. Kluding and three volunteers hiked out to the Gavin Hill shelter after midnight. They found Alderman and were able to help him climb out of the drainage. He hiked out under his own power with no major injuries. Kluding said he could feel himself coming full circle, ending his search and rescue career in the same place where it began.
It's bittersweet, you know, to say the least. And I think that, you know, that rescue was a positive mission and the team working together. And, you know, on the hike out, we certainly, you know, discussed you know, that little bit from the standpoint of, you know, I'm going to miss that. I'm going to, you know, certainly have a lot of time to fill.
Kluding says he's confident he's made the right choice.
But tough. Yes, I'm going to miss it. I do wish the team well. I do believe in search and rescue. I do support search and rescue. For sure, I believe in the mission. But unfortunately, you know, I'm not going to be able to be there and participate.
And you never know. Perhaps the next hunter stranded on Harbor Mountain will pick up the baton. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.